This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes after the hour. How many times do I say that a day, a week, a month, a year? It's the way I get into our hours together on the DJV show with Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer off for a while, so Victoria, it is up to you to enthrall us with another big-time story.
Well, let's talk about those Massachusetts gas explosions. Do you remember that? That was how many weeks ago now?
I gotta forget. Not that long ago. Yes, the worm continues to squirm in that department. Yeah, it's very interesting stuff going on. What do you have?
So what happened was, this was last month. Okay, so it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So this made national headlines because 60 gas fires broke out almost at the exact same time.
Houses and being blown to smithereens.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable. It killed one person, 131 structures were damaged, 60 different gas fires in homes blew up. It was a preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board. They put the blame on a pressure sensor at the gas companies that the gas company's work crew had removed. Now, once the gas sensor was disconnected from sensing the pressure in the lines, they couldn't figure that out, if the pressure was still there or not. So regulators responded by increasing the pressure in the distribution system. When they didn't detect any system pressure, because the gauge was they allowed full flow of high-pressure gas into the system, which exceeded the maximum allowed limit, and a short time later, 60 different gas fires broke out. Thousands of people were forced to evacuate. People lost their homes. One person, one 17-year-old boy lost his life sitting in a car with two friends. A chimney blew off a nearby house, landed on the car, and killed him. It's just the whole thing was such an absolute mess.
Fiasco.
And so now this is the report hasn't been completely finalized, but it looks like they have the gist of what actually happened, which we've been wondering.
Right.
How did
what
this
also
get
will
this
happen
far?
Is that the Columbia Gas Company, which is a subsidiary of one of the big, I think, Tennessee Gas, is going to go broke because they'll be sued into the ground by all the people in these communities who lost their homes.
Yep.
People got hurt. It was it's so needless. It was just bad management. That's really all it amounted to. Let's check on a couple of other things happening around the country. The Arkansas Supreme Court this week upheld a voter ID law, which was passed last year. They struck down a similar law a couple of years ago. But this time around, the court, which has changed substantially in the last couple of years, ruled the law complied with the state constitution because it gave voters two ways to vote without photo ID. Man, this is nonsense. But it shows you how politics and personalities enter into it. It's not about the law. It's about who's sitting there. Under this law, voters can sign a sworn statement verifying their identity under penalty of perjury, or they can present a qualifying ID to the Board of Election Commissioners by the Monday after the vote actually is taken. What good is that? Why don't they do it before? Why don't they wait until after the vote for? That doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. So here are the supporters of these voter ID laws that argue that they're necessary to prevent voter fraud. Yep. They are, but is this the right way to do it? Audits found fraud is a rarity there, and that the laws discourage and restrict voting, especially among minorities. I don't know we're talking about Arkansas. In Massachusetts, where I live and vote most of the time, there's a lot of fraud. And there have been studies, that Spotlight team, you know, that did the thing on the priest, that movie was made of a couple of years ago, did a focus on voter fraud and found, especially in Worcester, Springfield, and Boston, the big cities, the voter fraud was unbelievable. In some precincts, 40% of the votes could be challenged. according to them. This is so, and it's all because in Massachusetts you walk in and say, "Hey, I'm Doug Steffen. I live at this address." Okay, fine. Here's your ballot. They don't know about Doug Steffen or not.
Right, but the weird thing is, like, that's how you vote in New York and New Jersey, and they're and they've looked into voter fraud there, and they haven't found anything substantial.
Yeah,
so
well,
that's kind of odd. It's the same system.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just telling
this
you.
This is one of those issues where I genuinely see both sides of it, and I really kind of feel in the middle on this one. And I really do understand. I wish that everyone had an ID. New York has taken steps to give an ID to
everyone.
That's
what the real ID is aimed at, in part. This
right, regardless of immigration status in New York, they have the New York ID, and so that allows you to vote and, you know, things like that. And it just, I get it. I really do understand both sides of the argument, but there is definitely a slant that really puts minorities, especially minorities, it puts
I don't,
them
that, see, nobody understands why they can't go get a driver's license. Why? Why can't you just go get a driver's license? They drive their cars.
Right, but it's not just that. It's a complex issue. Like, we could get into it. It's very complex.
Right,
and that's part of the problem, though. That's exactly part of the problem. It shouldn't be that complex.
No, it shouldn't. No. So here's another complex situation. It was something that used to be, but you and I agree 100% on this, I think. Outlawing executions. Washington State Supreme Court there this week ruling the death penalty is unconstitutional, converted everybody on death row to sentences of life in prison without parole. Okay, so that's good on the surface, and it is not a deterrent. Execution is not a deterrent anyway. The only time it has value, and this is where you and I may disagree, although I don't know that you and I have had this conversation in depth, Victoria, when there are circumstances when people are killed in cold blood, like the murder of that police officer, or other circumstances that are so obvious that it isn't about deterrence, it's just about vengeance. And sometimes vengeance, for me, has its place. Just in some of these cold-blooded, horrible killings where people just massacre, kill other people without any conscience at all, just like a dog, put them to death. And that's, but there aren't a lot of those cases, but when they come up, you know, it's just, put them in jail, let them live there for 40 years, you pay $40,000 a year, and I do too to keep them in jail. No. But in this case, and with many of these cases, the reason they do it is because there are so many people on death row that don't belong there. There are lots and lots of cases every year, more and more of them each year, where you find people where the police have done a bad job, prosecutors have done a bad job, they've messed things up, and so people go to jail who ought not to be in jail. People are executed that ought not to be executed. And that's where the line is. Anybody that gets, you execute the wrong person, I don't care what the deal is, unless you're absolutely sure, like you've got somebody on video blowing somebody's brains out, then you put them down like a dog. But
saying like the dog thing, because that really bothers
you're
me.
Right. Yeah, it does me too when I think about it. You put them down like whatever euphemism you want to come up with. I'm tired of these people having to take the air and breath away from people who deserve to have it. And paying $40,000 a year to keep him in jail. No. Okay, so giving credence to the fact that there are a lot of people, as the most recent one was, I think, in Chicago, wasn't it, somewhere in Illinois, a few months ago, with somebody who'd been on death row for 14 years or something, was exonerated because they found new DNA evidence.
And
DNA is usually what changes. Yeah,
it
changes the reality. 16 after the hour on the DJV program.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Geek Out.
I love a story like this. A Michigan man found out that a rock from a family farm from the 1930s, and since then had largely been used as a handy doorstop, was in fact something much more. Now, the rock weighs 22 pounds, which is crazy because that's way heavier than it looks, is actually a real-deal meteorite. It was deemed as such by a geology professor at Central Michigan University. Well, this one reportedly is valued at more than $100,000. And just to be sure, a slice of the rock was sent to and verified by the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. So if you want to learn more about what's known as the Edmore meteorite, we've posted the link to the space rock on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of other things that are of interest and import for us to chew on here for a moment. Doctors who have been charged with prescribing millions and millions and millions of oxycodone pills are in the focus. New York doctors, especially, the feds are after a couple or a handful of them for the millions and millions of unnecessary oxycodone pills that have been prescribed in New York State. Prosecutors announced the charges this week against five doctors accused of running illegal prescription drug mills. They call them pill mills. They're accused of unnecessary prescribing of more than 8.5 million oxycodone pills over the past couple of years. Prosecutors say it has led to a number of deaths, overdoses, that sort of thing. Some of the doctors, Victoria, wrote opioid prescriptions in exchange for millions of dollars in cash payments.
Jeez.
Or expensive vacations or gifts that were given by the people who wanted to get a hold of this stuff. There's another example of the feds cracking down on what's referred to as drug dealers in white lab coats. Yep. DOJ announced a DOJ, first of its kind prescribing ban for a couple of doctors from Ohio who it says wrote medically unnecessary opioid prescriptions. Agency also taken action against hundreds of other healthcare professionals for contributing to the opioid epidemic. Finally, somebody's figured this out. 72,000 people have died from drug overdoses in the last year. Do you think they're just so clueless, Victoria, they don't pay attention? They don't know what the outcome. They just say, this is great fun. Let's have some opioid. Have a opioid party. They think they're not vulnerable? You have any?
I don't know. So many people have started out with an opioid addiction because they had legitimate surgery.
Yeah,
and
oh,
got
yeah.
addicted to the pain pills, and then it just turns into such
a nightmare.
Such a horror. You know, if you have the money to, and a lot of these people obviously do, but if you have the money to buy the pills, it's one thing, but a lot of people end up on heroin, which is worse.
Yeah. 21 after the hour here on the DJV time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Sad story in a manner of speaking. 23, almost 24 after the hour here on the DJV program. Lindsey Buckingham, late of Fleetwood Mac, is now suing his former bandmates, alleging that they together conspired to kick him out of the band without just cause. Wow. Lawsuit filed in L.A. County Superior Court. Lindsey Buckingham seeking damages for lost wages from the tour that his legal team estimates could equal $14 million. Common belief around Buckingham's departure from the band, which was confirmed by members of Fleetwood Mac, is that he refused to tour this year, wanted to focus on his own career. He claims that's not true. He admits to asking his bandmates to tour later in the year so he might release and promote his own album first. He conceded to their timetable when they refused to budge. He also claims he was willing to accommodate Stevie Nicks' demand the band perform no more than 3 shows a week. And even though he was looking to fill the rest of his schedule with solo performances on an accompanying side tour, he states Fleetwood Mac tour would have been his priority. He says he was booted unceremoniously without warning just after Fleetwood Mac's performance at the Music Cares ceremony last January. He said, quote, "After 43 years of camaraderie and friendship, not a single member of Fleetwood Mac has returned any of my phone calls to provide me with an explanation for a purported expulsion from the group." He says, "Over the last 8 months, our many efforts to come to an agreement have proved elusive. I'm looking forward to closure and will always remain proud of all that we created." Buckingham is suing Stevie Nicks, Mick Fleetwood, Christine McVie, and John McVie for breach of fiduciary duty, breach of oral contract, and intentional interference with prospective economic advantage. That's going to be kind of an interesting mess.
Yeah. This is going to get ugly.
Oh, my God.
This feels like this is really the end of the road. I don't know that you can come back from suing your band.
No.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just sad for so many people because Fleetwood Mac is so iconic, and there's so many people who want to see them as a full group, and I don't think we're ever going to see Lindsey Buckingham back with them again.
Yeah.
I wonder if he can perform their songs in his own gig, like some of the Beach Boys or some of the people that are on the top listing of performers with a group, they can perform the song.
Well, he co-wrote almost all the songs, so yeah, I think he's allowed to do that.
To do that.
And you know, the sad thing is, he just put out an album with Christine McVie earlier this year, and they had done some shows together and did some Fleetwood Mac songs plus the new stuff. So it must be really hard to say, "Hey, Christine, sorry, I've got to sue you." You know, it's just so awkward.
Yep, very much so.
But to lose out on $14 million, that's
cool
a lot
either.
Of money.
Yep.
You know?
All right, next up musically, Amy Winehouse. There's a hologram tour that's coming next year. Getting that treatment, bass hologram, teaming up with the estate of Ms. Winehouse for a tour next year. Fans get to see her one more time, or maybe for the first time, as a hologram. State-of-the-art production recreates Winehouse on stage. Featuring digitally remastered arrangements of her classic songs, the hologram will be backed up by live band, singers, and theatrical stagecraft. I actually would like to see this.
probably love her.
Yeah.
She was phenomenal. She was one of
And her music is the kind of, what you're playing here, is that Back to Black? What are you playing there, Kara?
That one was Valerie. This one is Tears Dry on Their Own, which is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, there's something about her that I didn't really appreciate her much until she died either, because I didn't pay that much attention to her. More because of her lifestyle, I guess, than anything else. But
what a voice, though.
A lot of voice and a lot of...
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
His town reduced to rubble by the most powerful hurricane to hit the U.S. in decades. This Panama Beach, Florida resident says he's lucky to be alive.
If I would have known there was going to be a Cat 4 and a direct hit,
six people are confirmed dead as a result of the powerful storm. One of those deaths in North Carolina, where the governor, Roy Cooper, says
one person was killed when a tree fell on his car in Iredell County.
Cooper says search and rescue teams are still hard at work in his state. Hundreds of thousands are still without power in the southeast because of the storm, which has since moved out to sea. This week's slide on Wall Street might be ending. The Dow Jones average expected to surge at the opening bell based on futures trading as investors race to buy while prices are low. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aren't you glad we're here? Aren't you happy? Isn't it exciting? Isn't it wonderful? Don't you feel great, Victoria?
It's wonderful.
It's marvelous. And you should care for me. All right. So the DJV program, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schiller, we miss Jennifer. She'll be gone for a couple of weeks, but we move on in her stead. People in the news, Michelle Obama. This is really cute, actually. The relationship she has with George Bush. And maybe the most specific example, one of the cutest example, is that the candy exchange. So she explained what really happened when Bush gave her a piece of candy at Senator McCain's funeral. She said, quote, "I didn't realize at the time that anybody noticed what we were doing." Oh, really? All the cameras are on him. She was on the Today Show.
She said, President Bush and I, we are forever seatmates because of my protocol. That's how we sit at all the official functions. So he's my partner in crime at every major thing where all the formers gather. So we're together all the time, and I love him to death. He's a wonderful man. He's a funny man. As she specified the special kind of treat Bush gave her.
Everyone said, was wondering, why is he passing candy out? Remember when we saw the video, and she's kind of looks like she's laughing a little, and he's kind of trying to be sly about it.
Got that
it. It
smirky
was very cute.
Look on his face, like some bad kid behind the high school. She said, I will add that they were old cough drops. That's the funny thing, because they were in a little White House box, and I was thinking, how long have you had these? He said, long time. We got a lot of them.
Left over from his days as president. That's a long time ago.
So when the moment went viral, many people praised Mrs. Obama and President Bush for reaching across party lines, but Michelle says, that's what people are hungry for. Party doesn't separate us. Color, gender, those kinds of things don't separate us. It's the messages that we send. If we're the adults and the leaders in the room, and we're not showing the level of decency, we can't expect our children to do the same thing. That's very well put, frankly, very well put. She was on the Today Show. It was the International Day of the Girl, discussing some other things that are going on, the Global Girls Alliance, that sort of thing. And so this is interesting, I think, actually. She said, Victoria, the stats show that when you educate a girl, you educate a family, a community, a country. It makes no sense that girls and women are not getting educated and that they're not in school. If we care about climate change, care about poverty, then we have to care about education.
So true.
There are other people who are in this Global Girls Alliance. Meryl Streep, Natalie Portman, Anne Hathaway, Julia Roberts, David Beckham, Amy Poehler, Jessica Alba, John Legend, supporting this thing. But nice to have the story about what really happened. And they, whenever they're together, as she said, they're seatmates, so they have a good time. They make the best of it, and they're always smiling and sort of laughing.
I think she's really right, though, that is what people want. Like, that's
what people
are hungry for, especially now. It feels like it just keeps getting worse.
Yeah.
And people are retreating into their own corners.
Yeah.
Well, but people in general are just retreating into their own corners, whether it means you stick with your friends who are like-minded or family members who are like-minded or you only watch TV sources that agree with your own politics. It's just because it's the alternative just feels too
ugly.
And
that's very dangerous because you get one set one way of thinking, and it's just it doesn't work. There's no such thing as single speak. Doesn't work. I'm a great example of that. I grew up in a conservative family per se, a Republican family, and I maintained my rhino status, criticized by many of the people on the radio who used to listen to me when we did a lot more politics on this program. And I finally got sick of it. I got sick of listening to people who didn't have a clue as to what I was really thinking and saying, take shots at me. And I thought, who wants to listen to this? So that's when I sort of changed my stripes in the direction of what we do on this program. Here's another person in the news, Selena Gomez. This is pretty sad. I quite like her, actually. I think she's made some great strides. She's smart. She seems to be smart, but she's now in a mental hospital because she needs treatment. She's had a series of panic attacks, medical issues, that sort of thing. She was hospitalized this week. Well, actually, last week, I think. Despondent, emotional, over alarmingly low white blood cell counts following her kidney transplant. Remember that last year?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She also has lupus, readmitted to the hospital after an emotional breakdown. She entered a voluntary treatment program actually last January, speaking about the issues with depression and anxiety to a magazine in February. Her struggles are, quote, not something I will ever overcome. She added, there won't be a day without where I'm like, here I am in a pretty dress. I won't. I think it's a battle I'm going to have to face for the rest of my life. Well, with good mental health, here we are again, back to the focus on mental health. if we had good mental health, no matter what your level, I use that to term to reference how much money you make, there ought to be options. And there are, I guess, if you have enough money, but I don't know that she knows about them. She's a kid. How old is she?
26? 27?
Yeah. She obviously comes from an unsophisticated background, and I don't know that much about it. I know that she has, when she was very young, she became very successful, and I'm not sure she really, and the people around her, although she ought to have people around her if they really cared about her, pushing her, focusing her on the alternatives, because there are tons of alternatives that you can use to straighten out your thinking, or at least to have you look at things in a different way. Even if you have to go to a practitioner every day for an hour or two, whatever, hire somebody to be with you. You got enough money. Have somebody with you all the time.
Yeah, I think that she is doing a lot of that. And I think that having the health, she was undiagnosed with lupus for a really long time and didn't know why she had all the physical health problems that she had. And then when it got to the point where she needed a kidney transplant, her best friend gave her a kidney. And so, but
yeah, that was really something. I remember that.
But apparently with lupus, there are, I guess it's very common to have, there's an emotional and psychological component that is affected by the disease or caused by the disease. So apparently there's a whole lot more going on with lupus. Lady Gaga's aunt died from lupus. And so she has been very vocal about it for a long time and has a lupus foundation trying to find a cure for it, which there is none. So I think it sounds like it's just a very complex thing to treat.
Lou Gehrig disease, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next name in the news. You'll love this one, Victoria. Harvey Weinstein. The criminal case against him blown apart this week. Prosecutors in the DA's office in Manhattan dropped one of the charges against him. Prosecutor told the court that she would drop count 6 of the indictment involving Lucia Evans. That's how you pronounce her name, right? Is it Lucia or Lucia
Evans? I think it's Lucia. I think it was some. I think she was foreign, right?
She's one of the ones.
Italian or something?
She accused Weinstein of forcing her to perform sex, oral sex on him. I don't even get into the details, but this goes back 14 years. The lawyer, as you can imagine, a lot of other people blasted the move, saying the statement in the DA's office made the decision to abandon her client. So this is not good.
Well, it's only one count that was taken away. One. Doesn't he have five others
five
still?
Others. Yeah, five others. Mm.
What, anyway. Does it say which count was taken away?
Six, number six, whatever that one was. Mm. Count number six. I don't know which one. Well, I mean, they're
Look,
all
they're get him
about
for
the same incident. Of course they are.
Yeah, they're going to get him for something. There's just way too much smoke there.
Right. All right, so here's another one. The sheriff of Union County, Arkansas, this week, posed 18 inmates in Nike T-shirts for their mugshots. Photos have been tweeted on social media. Mugshots were meant to mock Colin Kaepernick, whose protests of police brutality landed him in an ad campaign with Nike. I don't want to disparage the people who are our friends that live in Arkansas. I can't imagine this happening in many other states.
I don't see how this does anything but prove that Colin Kaepernick is correct.
Right.
Obviously, the police are
holding
a grudge against him. He's not a criminal. He hasn't done anything illegal. So putting criminals in that shirt and then mocking him just goes to show that police there are a little bit biased, which is
you're
what
saying
he's
what
against.
I was suggesting
exactly,
a little
Kara.
More directly.
Well said, Kara. Can we give a little golf clap to Kara? I love that. That's excellent.
I was trying to say the same thing in a little bit more.
I'll be very blatant about it because I don't care.
Got it. Okay. Got it. All right. I will pause for a moment here while you chew on that one. It's 44 past the hour on the DJV show.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or application firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed's screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I'm here to antagonize Victoria and Kara as much as possible. Top Halloween candy.
Break. It's Friday.
Top Halloween candy by state. Yum, yum, yum. $2.6 billion spent on Halloween candy this year. New interactive map by CandyStore.com. Comprised 11 years of candy buying data. Somebody had to do this, right? In California, for example, Skittles claims the top prize, followed by M&M's, and then saltwater taffy. Where you are in D.C., Kara, it's M&M's, then Tootsie Roll Pops, and candy corn. Yum! Here in Massachusetts, Sour Patch Kids, the most popular. Butterfingers, it's terrible. Maryland loves Milky Ways. Reese's That's Peanut good. Butter Cups. Hershey Kisses. In New Jersey, where you are, Victoria, Skittles, top of the prize there. M&M's, Tootsie Pops. I like
Tootsie
candy
Pops
corn.
Are very unsatisfying. You have to, there's so much work that goes
them.
Into
you gotta
them.
Suck them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It's like the owl. It's just, it's too much work.
Really?
Remember the commercial?
So let's see
the
here.
Old owl?
Candy corn is number one in Alabama, Iowa,
okay,
Idaho.
I don't understand that.
Michigan,
understand.
New Mexico. Oh, what do you mean? Candy corn is fabulous.
Candy corn is
You would love it.
Disgusting.
It's just pure sugar.
I love candy
it's
corn.
It's pure, and it's pure corn
I wish
syrup.
They would come
all
up with
GMO.
Candy corn
it's
ice
awful.
Cream.
Oh.
Great. Candy corn ice cream. Lifesavers. Is number one in Delaware.
That's
Three
the
musketeers.
Saddest thing I've ever heard.
What?
Lifesavers is the number one Halloween candy in Delaware.
That is pretty
I'm
bad.
Sorry, kids, if you're living in Delaware. Sorry.
Three Musketeers, number one in MISSISSIPPI, 10 before the hour.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our weekly visit with our auto expert, your auto expert, mine. We can sing to this. Your expert is my expert, he's our expert, our auto expert. See, I got a new theme for you, Nick. Never mind that old thing that you're playing. No, no. He's our kind of car guy, Nick. My, you haven't been serenaded probably for a long time, right?
No, I'm a little shocked, though, but it was very beautiful.
Well, good. I'm glad. I'll send you my bill. All right. So let's talk about people and cars. That's kind of what this segment is all about. The number of cars that get ditched after people own them for only a year. I thought this was fascinating when I first saw this. The search engine is iccars.com, and they analyzed a lot of new car sales. So what do you attribute? People just don't like the cars? The cars are no good? You want to go through the list and tell us why?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, IC Cars did 24 million car sales. They sort of analyzed them over a two-year period. This ends 2017, so some of the vehicles on the list are no longer made. But interestingly enough, I think if you look down it, especially from being in places like New York and L.A., you can see the list has quite a few cars which would be used by salesmen. And, you know, maybe fleet cars. And
or rental companies, that kind of stuff, yeah.
Well, no, mostly things like guys who might be out there doing a one-year lease in places like L.A. and selling to advertising companies or New York.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few sort of Mercedes, BMWs on the list. And I think that's something that's probably not because they didn't like the car. It's because, you know, you have it for 1 year. It's a turn and burn. You have it for 1 year. You go see all your clients and you have a flashy new car the next year. Real estate agents, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But there's interesting cars on the list. Things like the Subaru WRX is number 10, and about 3.3% of people who bought them ditched them after a year, and I think that's because everybody thinks they're getting a flashy Subaru, and what they're getting is a race car. So my best friend is a physician. His son bought one of these, and by the end of the first year, he had the car he sold before this, he had used the entire income of that to pay off his speeding tickets. So I think that's one of the things, right? So what, there's one of those things, right? It's just I didn't realize I was going to get into so much trouble. And there's a few cars on this list that are really like, yeah, I can understand why. The Dodge Dart is number 5 on the list. I think about a lot of people get that. The Nissan Versa Note, you know, the BMW. Yeah, the BMW X4 is an interesting one. I love the 4 Series. I really love this car. But I think people are surprised that when they get in the back, there is just no, in the last generation, there's no back room. And so they go, I'm going to get rid of it. And then all the top the cars, apart from the Note and the Dodge, are all those sort of cars you'd expect an advertising salesman to get up. Number 3, Mercedes C-Class. I think they end up doing 1-year leases on those. BMW 5 Series and then the 3 Series. And so they're sort of churn and burn cars where, you know, a company will lease one for you for a year. The interesting thing is there are a few in here I was surprised at, Doug, and that's the Chrysler 200.
Yeah, I think that's quite a good car. Whenever I can rent one of those at Enterprise, I like the 200, frankly. They don't make them anymore. Did they stop making them?
Yeah,
they're still making them.
They got rid of them, and then before Sergio Marchionne passed away, he did say, yeah, we did rip off a Hyundai when we built this thing. So, you know, I think the one thing that people get rid of it is because I think it has stigma. You know, it's a sort of car that is a great car, but the name is just weighted down. Like the Dodge Neon, you'll never can get that off your shoulders.
Yeah.
So there's that list.
Yep. All right. General Motors and Honda are teaming up to build an autonomous vehicle. It's the subsidiary is called Cruise Holdings, trying to get the Japanese and American car makers to work together. Is this going to be a good move? Is it destined to failure? What do you think about this team up?
Well, I'll tell you, everybody's struggling to work out where they fit into this big autonomous car, I guess, puzzle, as it were. A lot of people trying to say, hey, I have this and you have that. Let's be friends and share. You know, you have apple, I have cheese. Let's share. And we'll try and do this sort of meal together. It's a good thing. But, you know, it's not unusual for car companies to team up. General Motors and Toyota teamed up and they've made cars together in the past. You know, like the little Pontiac that have also been Toyota Matrixes, and still the BMW Z4, which is out right now. It's a great sports car. That'll be the new Toyota Supra. So it's not unusual to see guys working together to supply what they do best and what the other guys do best. So I think you're going to see a lot of that as we get to more electrics and more autonomous cars in the future.
The Mazda and the Explorer sort of come to mind as well. All right, Nick, thank you. Great job as usual. Nick Miles, go to his website, ourautoexpert.com, to check out the next car you want to buy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.